Hi there, Jen Ryday here, and this is a Happy Bit. I want to talk about how adventure and exploration can make us happy. Recently, my son, who is almost 13, went on a field trip with his class to a local state park. They spent the entire day hiking, climbing on cliffs and rocks, and truly just having an adventure. It's kind of the type of thing that kids don't really do much of nowadays. My son came home from this field trip almost shaking with excitement. He said, "Mom, that was the best field trip ever. We hiked the entire day. We had to cross over some rivers on some logs, and I didn't even really fall off. Okay, well, I fell off twice, but I fell off way less than the other people. And we were on these really tall cliffs. We had to be really careful so we wouldn't fall off. It was awesome." As a mom, I was really excited to hear his level of enthusiasm for being outdoors. A second story. It was 82 degrees today in Wisconsin, so we chose to go to a local beach and have some fun. We took along two inflatable boats and their oars and paddled around outside of the buoys because these boats weren't allowed inside the ropes. And later, our boys continued to swim outside of the buoys, having some fun jumping off a tree, and my husband and I were relaxing on the beach. We didn't really worry too much about their safety because we were kind of trying to relax too. And with six kids, you got to take every opportunity you can, right? Later, our boys came up and said, "We should go to that beach again. That was so much fun. We found a glass bottle and a coconut shell and this piece of plastic." And my husband said, "Where did you find that?" And they said, "Oh, right where we were swimming. You just had to dig down into the sand where we were standing, and there was all kinds of trash under there." So my husband and I kind of looked at each other like, wow, trash. We gave them a bit of a lecture about not handling trash or not, and how they could have been hurt. But, you know, after all was said and done, I was kind of marveling at their excitement for finding this junk and for being out where they wouldn't normally be swimming. There's something to be said about adventure and exploration, even if it does involve junk, right? So my challenge to you this week is make an opportunity to have an adventure or to explore something new. Go outside of the boundaries of what you normally do, and you'll find that the sense of creativity and novelty involved in an adventure will make you a lot happier. And not only have an adventure this week, but try to have an adventure every week. Have some fun, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.